This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Trump drug pricing deals face first test as new medications launch. The effectiveness of President Trump's most favored nation drug pricing agreements will soon face public scrutiny as pharmaceutical companies prepare to launch new medications under these previously negotiated deals. The agreements, struck with 17 major drug makers, promise to align U.S. drug prices more closely with international benchmarks. 17 pharmaceutical companies signed most favored nation pricing deals with the Trump administration. Drug price transparency timeline. Key milestones in pharmaceutical pricing policy. 2020, 2026. 7 companies with pricing deals. 2024 agreements finalized. 2026, first products launching. Source. Stat analysis, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal, news first real-world test of pricing commitments. The upcoming product launches represent the first opportunity to evaluate whether the most favored nation agreements will deliver meaningful price reductions for American patients. According to stats analysis, these deals were designed to ensure U.S. prices do not exceed those charged in comparable international markets. Healthcare policy experts are closely monitoring these launches to assess the agreement's effectiveness. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has indicated it will track pricing patterns as new medications enter the market under these negotiated frameworks. Industry response and implementation challenges. Pharmaceutical companies have largely remained silent about specific pricing strategies for upcoming launches under the Most Favored Nation framework. Industry representatives have previously expressed concerns about the complexity of implementing international price comparisons across different healthcare systems. The Food and Drug Administration continues to process new drug applications while companies navigate the pricing commitments made in their agreements with the previous administration. Several major pharmaceutical manufacturers are expected to announce launch prices for new therapies in the coming months. Implications for healthcare access and policy. The success or failure of these pricing agreements could influence future pharmaceutical policy decisions and international pricing negotiations. Healthcare economists are preparing comprehensive analyses to evaluate whether the most favored nation approach achieves its intended cost containment objectives. Patient advocacy groups have emphasized the importance of transparency in how these pricing mechanisms translate to actual out-of-pocket costs for consumers. The Health Affairs Policy Journal has commissioned multiple studies to assess the real-world impact of these agreements on healthcare accessibility. The upcoming product launches will provide the first concrete evidence of whether most favored nation drug pricing agreements can effectively reduce pharmaceutical costs for American patients. Healthcare Policy Analysis Team, STAT, 2026. Key takeaways: pharmaceutical companies committed to most favored nation pricing under agreements with the Trump administration. New drug launches in 2026 will be the first to test these pricing commitments in practice. Healthcare policy experts are monitoring whether international price benchmarking will reduce U.S. pharmaceutical costs. Frequently asked questions: what are most favored nation drug pricing deals? These area agreements where pharmaceutical companies commit to pricing new drugs in the U.S. at levels that do not exceed prices charged in comparable international markets. The goal is to reduce the significant price disparities between U.S. and international drug costs. Which companies signed these pricing agreements? According to stats reporting, 17 major pharmaceutical manufacturers entered into most favored nation pricing commitments with the Trump administration. The specific terms and implementation details of these agreements are now being tested with new product launches. How will patients know if these deals are working? The effectiveness will become apparent through launch prices of new medications and subsequent pricing analyses by healthcare policy researchers. Patient advocacy groups and policy organizations are preparing to track and report on actual cost impacts for consumers. The pharmaceutical industry stands at a critical juncture as these pricing agreements face their first real-world test. The outcomes of upcoming drug launches will likely shape future policy discussions about international price benchmarking and pharmaceutical cost containment strategies. Healthcare stakeholders across the spectrum are preparing comprehensive assessments to determine whether this approach can deliver sustained reductions in prescription drug costs for American patients. Source Stat Plus, Trump's drug pricing deals set to be tested by new product launches.